Grand Rapids Police Chief David Rahensky has announced a new advisory council that he hopes will give him insight into how local teens view the police department. The council is called Impact and will give area high schoolers a chance to voice their opinions and advise police on current issues from a young adult's perspective. Chief Rahensky explains.
The goal here is multifaceted. So first and foremost, we want feedback from the young people in our community in terms of how we're doing. How they perceive the police department, what we're doing well, what we can do better. But ultimately, the long-term goal is to identify young people in our community, maybe with a heart for service, who otherwise would not have considered a career in public service, to maybe join us in the Grand Rapids Police Department or the Kent County Sheriff's Office or any one of the plethora of police agencies that serve Western Michigan.
The Grand Rapids Police Department came under public scrutiny last April after an independent traffic report found city police were twice as likely to pull over black drivers as they were non-black drivers. Just days after that, footage showing Grand Rapids police officers ordering five African American youths to the ground at gunpoint went viral on YouTube and was picked up by the national media. The GRPD responded by holding a series of listening sessions with the community and hiring an independent task force to review the department's policies and procedures. Chief Rahensky says the Impact Youth Advisory Council is another way to open up those lines of communication, especially to youths who may not trust law enforcement.
We would very much like to see young people who have real concerns about police departments to be part of this. I really want to hear from people who think that there's opportunity for improvement, that there's some things that we don't do as well as we should, or even that there's some systemic issues here at Grand Rapids that need to be addressed. To hear from our critics is really what's going to, at the end of the day, make us a better police department.
According to the City of Grand Rapids, the Impact Youth Advisory Council will meet once a month, and transportation will be provided for those needing accommodations. Daniel Booth, WGVU News.